Success is something we all chase after.
Oh, sure.
But success can come at a cost, Tommy.
She's an elusive lady, buddy.
You have to make sacrifices.
Oh, yeah.
It's something that grown-ass people struggle with, that work-life balance.
Yeah.
So how do you handle something like this when you're just a kid?
So she's like this miracle kid.
Bro, wait till you hear this.
I can't wait to hear.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So we got to talk about an amazing kid from our area.
Yeah, what'd she do?
Emery Taylor is 18 years old.
Mm.
And normally, girls her age are seniors in high school trying to figure out what the hell they're going to do for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
But Emery is special. She started taking virtual college classes through FLCC in the ninth grade.
Mm-hmm.
All right. She graduated from Lyons High School early. She accumulated all of these college credits, and while doing this, she was also working in a law firm.
Wait.
Oh, my God.
A law firm?
While she wasn't actually in class.
So she's doing extra school and then law.
Working in a law firm.
School on top of school with a law firm job.
Double school, law firm job. So this past fall,
yeah,
as a teenager, she decided to take the LSAT, which is the test to get into law school.
Wait, so she's going to skip college?
Not only that, she wasn't even a law major in the college classes she was taking. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She took the LSAT.
Yeah.
And it went well because Emery, at 18 years old, was just accepted into UB Law School, making her the youngest person ever to be accepted into the Buffalo Law School.
In the history of
the school.
Buffalo education.
She took the LSAT
so you could
without being...
jump straight to law school?
If you pass the LSAT, you can go to law school.
Huh? Well, what about college? You don't have to do college.
Like you don't have to have a bachelor's degree first?
Yeah, you have to do 4 years in law school?
She did it through...
Or did she catch up already? Like, she did most of her college already.
She was taking college classes in high school,
she must have been, like, that far ahead.
Could she have done all her regular-ass college while she was still in high school,
school? Well, it's possible that she had the credits because she may have also been taking advanced classes in high school, which can qualify for college credit. So she may have been taking actual college classes while taking college in high school. And, yeah, I guess that would add up.
And she graduated early, so she could have had a year of actual college. Yeah. So we told you, she's 18. And just to give you a perspective on how unbelievable this is, past the fact that she passed the LSAT without being a law major, the average age, Tommy, in the United States for someone to start law school is between 24 and 25. She's 18.
So she's many years ahead.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how many, but it sounds like many.
A lot. Not a math major this one.
Yes.
So this kid's done something amazing.
Yeah.
She should be applauded. And it's very possible.
She's going to be rich.
We could hear from this girl, Kimmy, down the road.
She's going to be on television. Yeah. Doing those lies.
But, Kimmy, it does create an interesting discussion. Look, not every kid's going to law school at 18.
No. And not every kid's going to law school, period.
Yeah, speak for yourself. Getting away from this girl's story for a second.
Right.
Yeah. There are kids who all of a sudden have choices as young people.
Mm-hmm.
Sports, job, education.
Yeah.
Kids who have a natural ability combined with a crazy work ethic. That
got
put
a lot of potential.
You got it. And they put them in positions that no other kids will be in. But, Tommy, to take advantage of those opportunities, there has to be a sacrifice. You lose a chance to be a normal kid. Like this girl at 18 should be getting ready for prom, going off, meeting girls at college, friends, all kinds of new experiences. Yeah. She's not going to get that.
Right, I mean, she's how would you ever have time for it?
She's going to lose some youth.
Exactly.
All right.
252 WCMF, 252-9263. Is it worth it? Is trading your kid's potential childhood worth this fast track they could be on to become unbelievably successful?
Yeah, but don't most athletes have to have the same sacrifice?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
if they want to go to either just a Division I.
Yeah, sure. But
it's the same sacrifice.
But I guess with the argument about athletics, for the most part, is you're doing it and you're a part of a team, so even if you're taking it much more seriously than everybody else, like, you're still kind of having that social interaction with other people and getting something more out of it. Whereas, like, if she's on such a unique path that I don't know how many people, like, she can even relate to.
But even with the high school athletes, let's talk about athletes for a second, right? So there are there's two guys from Rochester, five guys actually, but two of them that are playing in the NBA, Isaiah Bryant. Isaiah Stewart, McQuaid kid. He is going to be playing against the Knicks in the playoffs this coming week.
Look at that.
And then Thomas Bryant, who plays for the Pacers, he is a Kearney kid. Both of them, I believe, as sophomores, had to leave Rochester to go play at out-of-state prep schools to get ready for Division I basketball.
So this is kind of what you're talking about.
Exactly. And Kimmy, you're right. They have a team around them and there's other things, but you're leaving your family. Leaving everyone you grew
up
with.
There's the potential to make friends and, like I said, relate to other people that are also doing what you're doing.
Okay.
I feel like with something like this, it isolates you from a lot of that.
Yeah, but you're so far ahead of the game.
Oh, man. I'm not saying it's a bad or good thing.
You leave those losers behind,
no,
man.
But let's,
you rich.
But let's talk about that.
Got your own building.
Whether
your
it
name
is
on it.
Professional sports, yeah. Whether it is the example we have here with this girl, whether it is your kid gets to go off to college early or whatever.
Mm.
Singing, acting, instruments. There's a thousand ways this could happen. We see it every once in a while. Kids go chase that dream. But as a parent, it can be very hard to figure out what the right thing to do is. Because, look, based on what happened when I was a kid, going out and doing comedy at 15, traveling the road, I always argue, let those kids be kids as long as they can. Like, it has the potential to be awesome.
Yeah.
It also has the potential to wreck that kid. And even if the kid ends up successful, doesn't mean that that kid isn't a little bit broken based on what happened. Them not,
but look
we're
at
lacking the, something.
Yeah.
But look at those when you went on the road as a kid.
Yeah.
Look at the experience you've got legitimately that you would have never.
Yeah, he's not a psychopath.
Well, comes and goes. No, but look at all those experiences you would. Yeah,
look at both of you. You can both admit you got so lucky to end up in the position you're in, right?
Hey.
This is lucky.
You said it.
Scolded, ridiculed, mocked for my size.
Because his life could have gone in so many way worse directions, right?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yeah, you definitely can go bad.
I'm just repeating what you have said.
Look at your daddy.
To your point, Tommy. Yes, I had unbelievable experiences that I wouldn't have gotten in any other way. But I was also 16, 17-year-olds hanging out
You wouldn't
bars.
Want your daughter doing it.
Well, I wouldn't want... If somebody came to me and said, my 15-year-old kid wants to do stand-up and they have this opportunity, should I send him on the road? I would tell them no.
Yeah.
As great as it was, as fun as it was, it broke me. I'm damaged.
Yeah.
You know me.
Yeah.
And look at you. Your parents sent you off to a preparatory school. That broke your ass. You're playing with yourself in the dark with 12 other guys having pee fights.
Okay, hold on now. Not everybody was playing with themselves.
I refuse to believe that when you were doing Splooey, you weren't touching yourself. Didn't they call you Splooey Mulet?
Spulet.
252-9263. All right, let me ask you this question.
What?
Let me ask you this question. As we talk about this girl, 18 years old, from Lyons, after all of this remarkable stuff she's done, super brilliant, she was accepted into UB Law School at 18. She is the youngest person ever accepted into UB Law School, and she gets this opportunity, but she loses some of her childhood. I mean, it's a fact. Kimmy, would you have traded 16 on for an extra $50,000 a year in your salary now?
But, if you asked me then, I would have said no.
Well, okay, all right. Wait, let me try that again.
Looking back on it.
So you don't think that what you gain now from 16 to 18, the experiences you had, the friendships you had, things that lasted, is you think that's not worth $50,000 a year extra?
Well, I guess I don't know because maybe things still would have, I don't know.
I'm not even going to ask you because you're just a loser.
What?
Riding the school bus as an 18-year-old, working in a grocery store as a bag boy. Check me out, guys. I'm really cool. I know the one black guy at my school. Check me out. I'm Tommy.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I would have been. I don't know if I would have enjoyed life if I guess I didn't learn all those things and have those people around me for support. Like maybe even if you were more successful, like am I happier? I don't know.
So I had a cousin, Frank. And he was from New Orleans, and he was like a kid genius. And he was like one of those kids, like whatever you put in front of him, he could figure it out.
Okay.
So he ended up being a tax accountant, and he's a multimillionaire. Guy's a little bit older than me. But he was that kid that was like nobody could relate to him in school. He blew right through college, wanted to get his tax degree, all that stuff. He's wildly successful, but he is a weirdo.
Okay.
Like he's still that weird kid. Even as an adult, I haven't seen him in a few years, but I'm guessing it hasn't changed. So to your point, he's got a wife and he's got kids, and his kids are like normal, like regular. No, you know what I mean? Like
what is normal?
They're not dumb, but they're not smart. They're just normal.
Oh, okay.
They're like C students, C and B students.
Gotcha.
Like they didn't get that gene. The old lady, normal, but I think she like takes care of him.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
They balance each other out.
He's really good at some stuff, but the other stuff, he's like, you don't know what you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I get what you're saying.
He's got his lane.
And by the way,
he can't get out of it.
We keep saying weirdos, like there aren't weirdos that have normal experiences.
No, I understand.
Right?
I understand.
Like,
but you know what I mean.
Yes, I get you.
Like, you would think, like, oh, you don't know how to do this, but you can do all this.
Sure.
I also wonder if, you know, if you are somebody that's had this unique experience and you're getting to that point way earlier than most of the other people you're going to be learning with, like, if it's harder to be taken seriously by those other people who feel like, well, you don't have the life experience that I do, or like, or maybe there's a little jealousy there because you just sailed your way into this when I've been working for it for more years.
No,
you know?
You're right. I mean, if we use this girl, and again, remarkable story, and I'm not suggesting that she is going to end up some weirdo, right? Like, she's got her great head on her shoulders based on the interview.
Great kid.
But you could be treated differently because of it, too.
Yes, she's going to be hanging out with people that are 24, 25, 26.
You're
going to
stand out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. You know, I had asked Kimmy, would you trade your ages 16 to 18 for an extra $50,000 a year? Even that doesn't really illustrate how hard it would be to figure out what the right thing would be for your kid, because you would have the benefit of hindsight now.
Mm.
You don't know at 16 or 17 where your life is going to go.
Oh, yeah.
Parents have no idea what their kids are eventually capable of. And, like, even without a kid that is gifted, it's a scary time in general. What is your kid going to end up being? Now, you had an exceptional kid with massive expectations, because just because you have a kid that is super smart or super talented doesn't mean it's going to end up good in the end.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know? And the other thing is, your kid is going to feel pressure. Like, being told you're great and you're doing great things comes with a certain level of baggage.
Yeah, it does, because the world's falling at your feet right now.
I mean, look, I know it's got to make you feel good as a kid, right? Oh. To know that you're head and shoulders above everybody else and you have all this potential. But
Your hard work paid off.
Yeah. It also has to be scary, because if you're smart enough, advanced enough to know I have talent in this, you would also be smart enough to understand how bad things can go.
I think that because you've had so much success, you don't have that fear yet. You don't have the fear of things going wrong, because they haven't gone wrong for you yet.
Because you've never failed, that doesn't even enter your head.
Well, yeah, because you've just been nailing it.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if you really know how bad things can go if you haven't had any failure.
That's a good point.
Hey, I mean, you have an adult brain in your head already, because you're doing law.
Well, no, but that's a mistake I think a lot of people make. You don't have an adult brain. You're really smart, but you have the same brain every other teenager has.
Yeah, but you understand, like, adult crap.
When it comes to emotions and how the world works. Well, I don't know if you do. I don't. Yeah. I mean, because adult brain,
some of the stuff you missed out on, too.
Okay.
Yeah, your frontal lobe ain't coming all the way through until you're, like, 26.
But it's got to be worth it to, like, get a leg up on life, man. It's so hard for people. Like, and you got this gift, and you're going to get a degree where you can almost print money.
I'll say this.
If you play it right.
If now you've got her committing fraud.
Not fraud, but, you know.
If one of my daughters ended up being exceptional at something, and I love them, right? And they had an opportunity, I think I would argue against it.
Yeah, how do you do that? You can't pull it back, man.
No, I think you can. Like, take your time. Like, you have time. Take your time.
It's hard to convince a kid that, though.
I know, but I think you'll thank me down the road. I think.
Right.
Or you don't, and I ruined your life. But either way,
or you're the reason she missed that opportunity.
Oh, you don't want to be that dad, because that will haunt you to the grave.
Have you ever met a child star or anything like that? That's like, I'm really glad my parents got me into acting, music, etc. How many documentaries on Netflix right now have to show you? Let them be kids.
All right.
You only hear about the bad ones.
Name me one good one.
There's
Ron Howard.
Some good ones out there.
Okay. In 80 years of child stars.
We got Ron Howard.
There's some child stars out there.
And it was worth it.
Kicking.
It was worth sacrificing those other kids just to get to Ron Howard.
Let's take a break. Keep an eye out, buddy.
For what?
There's a beaver on the loose.
What are we going to do with this beaver, buddy?
But here's the thing. It's not what you think it is, because, like, this is a serious issue.
It's wild beaver.
No, it's not.
Saying it's not a wild beaver.
It is not a wild beaver, and that's what's created this massive problem.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, brought to just Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The Utica Zoo.
They got a zoo?
Is looking for a beaver on the run.
Wait.
It escaped.
That's a busted-ass zoo. They're down to a freaking beaver, and they can't even keep track of it. What are they doing with the lions?
Cauliflower the Beaver,
oh,
which, by the way, great name for a beaver.
Okay.
Was one of three new animals welcomed to the barnyard exhibit.
Oh, he's a new guy, too.
Yes, yes, at the Utica Zoo last week. But just 24 hours after he got there.
He made it out.
Zookeepers realized he had escaped.
Oh.
Cauliflower was gone.
Oh.
The zoo initiated a code blue. I'm not making that up. Okay. That's what they call it. And that's in the story. He was briefly spotted on zoo grounds right after his escape by all folks right. that worked there, but he managed to once again get away.
Okay.
He was a very slippery beaver. As we speak,
we've all dealt with them, fellas.
As we speak, cauliflower
yeah.
is still on the run. The zoo has set up traps. They have put out trail cams. They are using drones. They have involved multiple agencies, including the Utica Police Department,
the
Department of Environmental Conservation, and the City of Utica employees.
Why just let it go?
They have also put out pictures in public asking yeah. for everyone's help. There is a dedicated Cauliflower the Beaver tip line
okay.
that people can call, but that has led to a problem.
Yeah, I guess.
Any beaver?
Not even beavers.
Oh.
Okay.
Woodchucks.
Yes, people don't know which furry brown yeah. thing they're calling for because mm-hmm. the zoo says that the line has been slammed with tips.
I thought it would be a bunch of beaver jokes.
Also probably that.
Yes.
But most of the people calling, Kimmy, they're not seeing cauliflower. They're seeing woodchucks, which yeah. are totally different animals, so they've had to put out new signs.
Or just another beaver.
This cauliflower's gone forever, right?
Yeah, and who cares? I mean, cauliflower would be fine. He'll go in the water and be a beaver.
Well, I don't know. Do they? I mean, can they adapt if they've been in captivity their whole life?
I mean, he's new. Where did he come from?
Well, he's the Minnesota Zoo. He was born and raised in captivity.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Because he's used to, like, being fed and stuff, like, everything taken care of.
Yeah, no, it's a good question.
The four seasons for beavers.
I mean, he could die out there. We'd lose cauliflower. Are we cheering for his freedom, or do we want him back in the zoo?
Well,
not
just say he's domesticated, and you got to get him back.
Yeah.
Well, but I don't know. How hard is it to be a beaver? Like, what do beavers
mean?
I mean,
it seems like their climate, right? They're not going to be cold.
If you let them.
Well, I mean, are they cold weather? Beavers are cold weather?
I think
well,
so.
Well, they're around
like
here.
Native to
okay, are you sure?
Yeah.
Our region.
Are you sure you're not seeing woodchucks?
I think they're in the Adirondacks for sure.
Okay. Oh, because I don't know the difference between a beaver and a woodchuck. I don't know what.
Beavers have the bigger tails, right?
Yeah, but I don't have.
They have that big flappy one that looks like a, almost like a snowshoe.
Okay, but I've never compared the tail of a woodchuck to the tail of a beaver. Like they're not standing next to each other at the same time.
Oh, they're also bucktooth.
Fun fact: beavers are the official state mammal in New York.
No kidding.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess if there was a state you were going to get lost in, this would be the one.
There's abundant in areas with waterways and trees. I mean, he could have found a whole beaver family and just attached himself.
Yeah, but he'd be home wrecking, right? That female beaver is probably attached to a male beaver already.
Well, you already have him banging the mom or the wife.
Well, I mean, that's what animals do.
That's true.
They bang.
I don't think they care. By the way, I don't know if they're mean.
Beavers?
Mm. Yeah, like, can you like pick one up if you see it? They do. If you see him, could you grab it and bring it back to the zoo, or are they nasty? Because they got teeth, bro.
He got teeth, don't he?
Hell yeah.
I don't know. I would think with a name like Cauliflower, he's got
to
be kind.
And he's probably used to people.
They give all kind of vicious animals nice little names.
Give me an example.
Well,
Jaws? Yeah, that sounds like something you want to touch.
I bet you if you go to Gatorland, they probably got little Stacy over there, the alligator. She'll maul you.
Beavers are generally not considered mean or dangerous, but they can get defensive if they're threatened.
All right, so don't touch them.
All right, well,
don't touch your beaver.
Don't touch any animals. I mean, that's a pretty good policy.
How about you just leave the beavers alone?
252 WCMF. The Utica Zoo got three beavers 2 weeks ago from the Minnesota Zoo to put on display in their barnyard exhibit. Cauliflower, the male beaver, escaped within the first 24 hours that he was there. He is still on the run. They've put out traps, trail cams. They got drones, multiple agencies, including the police department, DEC, and Utica employees. They put out a tip line, but the people calling are seeing woodchucks, not Cauliflower the Beaver, and it feels like he may be gone forever.
Yeah.
How do you call Minnesota and tell them what happened? Because you'd have to let them know.
I would wait. Because you may get him back.
Well, that was a story.
Yeah, then you tell him after.
Yeah, I would still wait. Because they may not be combing the news lines looking for beaver stories.
Well, I mean, look, you're going to tell me.
It's not a national story.
You wouldn't tell me there isn't someone who like became close with Cauliflower the Beaver in Minnesota who Googles his name every once in a while?
I wonder how they're going to be able to tell if it's him.
They don't. They'll just grab any beaver and stick it in there. Got him. Well, woo! Dodged the bullet
there. Does he look that different?
Here's the thing. I saw a picture, but I don't even know if that's Cauliflower the Beaver or
if it's just a beaver.
Yeah, stock beaver photo.
And by the way, are you in trouble as a zoo that you didn't hold on to this animal?
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah.
Because like you probably have more vicious animals in that zoo.
Yeah.
And how good are you watching them when you let the goddamn beaver out?
Well, I'm assuming the beaver got out because you're more worried about the other animals.
No, but I thought you were supposed to be good at... See, zooing, one of the key elements of being a zoo is that you keep all the animals there, whether they're nice or mean. You know what I mean? There's like a standard practice of your business plan is keep them there. You didn't do that.
Unless he managed to, I don't know, find an escape in like the enclosure somehow.
No, or is the gorillas like reaching out trying to find the key on the warden's thing and get the hell out of there?
Well, I don't think they have a warden at the zoo. Second,
they're called wardens.
Okay, again, if a
it's basically an animal prison.
If a gorilla got out,
yeah, Megilla gorilla now is running up and down the street.
Or an elephant got out, yeah, they're immediately gonna respond to that. Like you don't have to immediately like call the cops. Okay,
right.
I forgot about this. I think we covered it like 10 years ago.
What?
Holdy on Instagram just sent us a link to the story of a beaver that attacked a man who was paddling through a Irondequoit in a creek.
But that beaver like had something wrong with it, didn't it?
Generally, this poor guy had to go to the hospital for deep puncture wounds on his arm, bite wounds on his back, and he had to get a rabies.
If I'm not mistaken, I think that beaver attacked multiple people.
I'm going to read you a quote from the story. Holdy, thank you for reminding us.
What?
This is from a guy who worked at the Bay Creek Paddling Center who witnessed the attack. Quote, it was like watching a horror film.
So they're that nasty.
This one was.
God damn. So the poor thing was sick.
The guy had to have surgery.
Damn.
All right. Don't touch a beaver.
Yeah, leave him alone.